Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Tired of buying a bunch of different shorts for working out, looking good, and just life in general? Try Bird Dogs. They feel like gym shorts, but look like khaki shorts. The ultra-breathable fabric keeps you cool, and the built-in liner is an added layer of support. To top it all off, Bird Dog shorts look so good, you can wear them anywhere. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code BASEBALL for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB, promo code BASEBALL for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off, we promise you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. You could be at work, you could be at home. Maybe you're at school. Maybe you're doing something you have no business doing. It's none of my business. I won't tell. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. We're going to be rolling for the next 2 hours, but I get started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can get every minute on the free Odyssey app. You won't miss it. You can always listen on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. I'm available everywhere on SiriusXM channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, all you have to do is ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. It's been a fun show so far. We talked about how the city of Las Vegas, the sports scene continues to grow with the Golden Knights walking away with their first Stanley Cup. They've only been in existence since 2017. We talked about Stephon Diggs, that whole crap show, for lack of a better term, what I want to say I can't say on the radio, but what's going on in Buffalo. But Diggs is at work and everything seems to be okay right now. We talked about the fact that there's starting to be stories and rumors about the Pelicans potentially moving on from Zion Williamson, the Washington. Hey, Shub, what's that team? There's a basketball team in Washington, D.C., right? What are they called?
They used to be Magical. Then they were the Wizards. And originally they were the Bullets.
The Wizards, yeah. The Wizards might try to trade Bradley Beal, who has a no-trade clause. What a disaster franchise that is. That's why they fired everybody. That's why they want to get rid of him. What a crap deal that was. And so we've done a lot. And then I told you, unfortunately, about Georgia football and all of their terrible instances of their student athletes just racking up violations. I don't know. Maybe a teammate passing away wasn't enough, but it's something going on down the road for me in Athens. And so we have more to do and more to discuss as the show goes on. Justin Herbert had some comments about his contract. I don't think you have to worry about him not showing up to work as he waits on his new deal. Trevor Bauer, not even in America right now, still having to defend himself against new allegations. And it's like, how are you in the news and you're not here? Because he's being accused. Because over time he's been a jerk. And we'll get there. Stephon Diggs in the news, Trevor Bauer in the news, there's Zion in the news, and some of these guys, like Zion and Bauer, not for good reasons at all. Now, with tonight's top six list, what I do every Wednesday night into Thursday morning, I'm going to take a different turn here. We're not going to talk about guys who are just in the news for garbage reasons. I'm going to give you a top six list of some of the most unlikely stars in sports. I'm going to think recent. I'm going to think about the last, let's just say, 25, 30 years. Athletes who've just popped up and you've gone, but then where the hell did this guy come from? How did he get here? This guy was doing what and now he's doing this? And you'll figure out who the inspiration is as we continue on. And so I don't want to waste any time. We're going to hit the fancy music in a few seconds, and then we're going to deliver to you a top six list of some of the most unlikely stars that we've seen in the world of sports. Now, here's the funky music.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It is time for a new top six list. We're looking at some of the most unlikely stars that the world of sports has seen. I'm thinking about the past 30 years or so. Where'd this guy come from? How did this guy get here? Doesn't matter how you start, it's how you finish. So I've been told. Anyway, let's get started with the list. Who's an unlikely star? What number are we starting with?
Number six.
Yeah, top six list. Why top six? Nobody else does it. Just me. Anyway, let's start off with this man right here. You might remember his name. And if you don't, hey, here's an education. His name is R.A. Dickey. Remember R.A. Dickey? Hey, Shep, you know R.A. Dickey. Of course you do, right?
I'm a New Yorker. Of course I know R.A. Dickey.
Well, R.A. Dickey had his best season, the best season of his career, in New York City with the Mets. Let me tell you about this. We all know the story about some guy, fill in the blank, your next door neighbor, who's played in the minors forever. R.A. Dickey was drafted in 1993. Made almost no money. Didn't make his major league debut until 2001. 1993 drafted, MLB debut in 2001, and he was basically shuffled back and forth from the minors to the majors for years. He played on six teams, and as Shep just said, he found success, the most success, with the New York Mets. In 2005, he started to throw a knuckleball. You don't know where it's going to go. You don't know how it's going to travel. You just throw it, and the hitter is just standing there like you threw a Bugs Bunny pitch. This changed his life. This changed his career. He played 3 years with the Mets. He started throwing that knuckle ball back when he was with the Rangers. But with the Mets, 2012, he won the Cy Young Award in the National League. He was an all-star. He had 20 wins. He had an ERA of 2.7. He struck out 230 dudes in 233 innings. He was able to elongate his career. I mean, at the end of it, he made like $8 million with the Atlanta Braves. That's for one season. All of this because he was able to go out and throw a knuckleball for a guy who wasn't even supposed to last in baseball. And so you want to talk about unlikely. If I could throw a knuckleball, I'd be playing baseball right now. R.A. Dickey at one point spoke to CBS News. Yeah, Charlie Rose, he was there. Yeah, interesting guy. He told Charlie Rose about why he didn't give up. And just listen to R.A. Dickey.
Why didn't you give up early?
Faith, you know, hope. A lot of people who loved me well.
35 years old, yeah. Sent back to the minors. 35, yeah. Many players are ending their career.
With three kids, you know, and trying to figure out how I'm going to take care of my family. And you're making, you know, between $1,800 and $2,500 a month in the minor leagues, just the months that you play.
And did you become a different player when you went down to the minors? I mean, did you somehow begin to use this more? or did you simply have a circumstance of a perfect storm enabling you to
No, it was a real organic thing. Yeah, that's a great question. It's a real organic thing. You know, I started in 2006, and as I grew as a human being, I also grew as a pitcher and was able to throw this thing with some consistency, and that's what you have to have as a knuckleballer. You got to be able to throw it for strikes.
I'm going to try. Not really. I'm not trying nothing. Hey, congratulations, Ari Dickey. What an amazing career that he ended up having. I mean, yeah, he had that one damn good year, but to be able to stick around and make money, what else could you ask for? R.A. Dickey, one of the most unlikely stars that the sports world has seen. I got him at number six. What's the next number?
Number five.
Hey, it's the guy who inspired this list. It's Nikola Jokic. Yeah, the fat dude from Serbia. The guy who just talked about how basketball is a job and he doesn't give a damn about the parade and he's just ready to go home. You want to talk about unlikely? You probably heard this by now. When Nikola Jokic was drafted back in 2014, 41st overall, ESPN was running a Taco Bell commercial. Like, Nikola Jokic's draft selection on the broadcast was announced as like a bottom line on the ticker. While they were selling chalupas or tacos or whatever the Taco Bell sells. I think I've had a taco there once. And Nikola Jokic, yeah, unlikely star? Sure. Doesn't seem like he cares. I mean, even when he was drafted, this is pretty hilarious. He spoke to ESPN. He spoke to Rachel Nichols. She asked him, hey, when you actually got drafted, were you excited? What were you doing? You won't be shocked at his answer. Listen to this.
When you first got to the league, did you think you were drafted too low?
I didn't even know. I mean, I was sleeping. But my brother called me, and he was partying or opening champagne, I don't know, something. And he was in New York at that time. And I was like, come on, brother, I'm sleeping. So in that moment, I didn't even think it's a big thing, you know, because I never imagined myself coming.
He was sleeping. Yeah, Nikola Jokic, yeah, 6 hours ahead. It's probably 4 o'clock in the morning. He was knocked out. He didn't give a damn about being drafted. Probably didn't think he was. And can we really be surprised that he's winning a championship and has no interest in that? It's like, yeah, just send me my money and let me go back to Serbia and relax. Nikola Jokic, one of the most unlikely stars in sports. It'll be very interesting to see how the rest of his career unfolds and if he becomes more of a public figure. I don't think so. I got Nikola Jokic here at number five. After him, you want to talk about an unlikely star? What number is it?
Number four.
This is the complete opposite of Nikola Jokic. If you want to call Jokic reserved, quiet, I can't even describe the next dude. It's Dennis Rodman, okay? Put him and Jokic in a room. What the hell do you think is going to happen? They just going to stare at each other? Is Dennis Rodman going to sit there in front of Jokic and blow smoke? Is Jokic going to roll his eyes? I'd pay to see that. But if you want to talk about an unlikely star, remember this. Dennis Rodman is in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Dennis Rodman, one of the most irritating, annoying, aggressive, special players that the NBA has ever seen. All-star games, championships, not just with the Bulls, but also, people don't even remember or talk about this a lot, with the Pistons. 7-time rebounding champion. He studied. He didn't just go to Vegas and disappeared. There are stories about Dennis Rodman watching hours of film and footage of players taking shots so he could be best positioned for the rebound. He knew who was taking the shot, and he knew the tendencies as to where the ball would land. Yes, he was maniacal, and he had it rough growing up. His dad left him. He grew up with his sisters. This is Dennis Rodman, who had to go to multiple colleges. And did you expect this dude to be a Hall of Famer? He was more likely to be living on the side of the street. Don't even get me started on the wedding dress, Madonna, and a whole bunch of other things that I don't want to discuss. But Dennis Rodman, an unlikely star, one of the top 75 players of all time, you're damn right. He can also be emotional. Remember this from his Hall of Fame induction.
I didn't play the game for the money. I didn't play the game to be famous. What you see here is more just an illusion that I love to just be an individual that's very colorful. But I like to thank David Stern and all the NBA community to even just have me in the building. But this game's been very good to me. I could have been anywhere in the world. I could have been dead. I could have been a drug dealer. I could have been homeless. I was homeless. And a lot of you guys here that's been here, and a lot of you guys are here that's in the Hall of Fame, know what I'm talking about, living in the projects and trying to get out the projects. And I did that, but it took a lot of hard work and a lot of bumps along the road.
Let me tell you something. When people talk about or make some of the comparisons, at least player-wise, or maybe personality, between Dennis Rodman and Draymond Green, I kind of laugh. Because there ain't no comparison. There isn't. Two different type of players, two different personalities. If you want to call both of them grading, go ahead and do so. Dennis Rodman is in his own category, in his own world, just by himself. And he transcended basketball. He was so damn unique. You want to talk about a star? Good, bad, or somewhere in between? Dennis Rodman fit the bill. One of the most unlikely stars in the world of sports, given where he came from in life. He's at number four. What's next?
Number three.
Okay. Get ready for this one. It's Tom Brady. Yeah, the guy who was drafted in the sixth round. Do I got to go through the whole damn resume? I don't, right? Seven championships. I'm kind of happy he's turning 46. We won't see his ass anymore. He has to keep telling everybody, but he can be a part of the Raiders. He can be on television. Now he's done. Greatest, most accomplished quarterback of all time. Yada, yada, yada. We know it. Tom Brady is great. Now, having said that, Tom Brady had to work to get where he is. Mo Lewis had to knock the living hell out of Drew Bledsoe. He had to be convinced to be drafted to the New England Patriots. And only a few years ago, he talked about playing at Michigan and how actually that's one of it helped build him up to one of his most proudest moments. This is what he told the Big Ten Network.
I didn't have an easy experience. I didn't have come in as a top-rated recruit. I didn't come in with the opportunity to play right away. I had to earn it. And you know what the greatest honor I've ever received as a player is? In my fourth year and my fifth year, I was named team captain. That, to this day, is the single greatest achievement I've ever had as a football player.
Hey, who am I to tell Tom Brady about his accomplishments as a football player? But I have to imagine that's a motivating factor, was a motivating factor for him throughout his entire career. A dude who looked like he ran like a baby deer. You saw him at the combine. But like I said, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. Tom Brady, the most accomplished football player that we've ever seen. And I have him at number three. What do we have next?
Number two.
Wow. Okay, Tom Brady, sixth round draft pick. Sure, fine. Let's go to the NBA. Let's look at a dude who was undrafted. Let's look at someone who's in the Hall of Fame. Let's look at a guy who's the only dude to be undrafted here and end up in the Hall of Fame. His name is, and shout outs to my folks in the D, what up though, Ben Wallace. Yeah, that was a poor Ben Wallace, but that's who the hell he is. Where did Ben Wallace come from? Nowhere. I remember watching Ben Wallace on the Orlando Magic, and I said, oh, who's this guy? And then he started whooping people's asses, and then he became one of the league's best rebounders. He was one of the league's best defenders. He was out here blocking shots. He was made out of granite. Ben Wallace was a cartoon character come to life, except for he was no character. He was a juggernaut. He was a beast. And yeah, he lacked an offensive game, but he's one of the best defenders the league has ever seen for a dude who is only 6'9". But he was strong as hell. You did not want to fight with Ben Wallace. Won a championship with Billups and Prince and Hamilton and Sheed. Four-time All-Star. Hall of Famer. Community college. He had the worst road to the Hall of Fame. And Ben Wallace, he made it very clear at his Hall of Fame speech. You think about where I came from? The NBA didn't want me, and I wasn't supposed to be here. I worked for it.
I tell you my legacy. I wasn't welcome. I was too small. I couldn't play the game the way they wanted me to play the game. Sound like an uneven game to me. Put me on a level playing field, and I'll show you. Panthers march.
Listen, Ben Wallace might as well have been a dude off the street who was 6'9 with muscles and became one of the NBA's greatest defenders that we've ever seen. Undersized too, by the way. Definitely an unlikely star. And Ben Wallace, past being a star, Hall of Famer, undrafted. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm giving you a top six list of unlikely stars in the world of sports. I got Ben Wallace at number two. When we come back, I'm going to give you numero uno. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. How are you? You know, what I wanted to say was that I love your top six list. Those things are awesome. I don't call into radio stations, but this is the second time you've made me call in because I just love your list so much. It's fun to listen to.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Well, we got another top six list going on right now. In a couple of seconds, I'm going to reveal to you the conclusion of tonight's top six list. As we have taken a stroll, I don't want to say down memory lane because it's pretty recent, but we're taking a look at some of the most unlikely stars that the sports world has seen. And let me not even say has seen. I'm looking at the past like 30 years or so. And so before I reveal to you number one, and by the way, if you missed the full explanations, if you missed all of the audio from the players, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. But at number six, I give you R.A. Dickey. This is somebody who ended up throwing a knuckleball, and it basically saved his career, saved his life, and it won him a Cy Young Award back in 2012 with the New York Mets. At number five, I gave you Nikola Jokic. Man doesn't even know where his finals MVP trophy is. At number four, an unlikely star? How about just unlikely to be alive? I mean, Dennis Rodman. This man went from some of the worst circumstances in the United States of America to doing all types of things, I guess, with Madonna. Like, who does this? I remember vividly living in New York, and there was a, like Dennis Rodman in New York in a wedding dress selling a book on Fifth Avenue was one of the biggest stories, not in New York, but in the entire country at the time. I don't know if people really remember how polarizing, popular, and everywhere that Dennis Rodman was at one point in time. This is pre-internet era. Pretty wild how much attention he got. You want to talk about an unlikely star? Man, he was big on and off the court, sometimes for bad reasons. But thank God right now you don't hear bad things about him. His kids are actually doing very well athletically. Dennis Rodman at number four. At number three, I gave you Tom Brady. You heard of the guy, right? Have you heard his story? His sixth round, Super Bowls, greatest. Yeah, well, you heard about Tom Brady. At number two, I gave you Ben Wallace. Shout outs to all my folks in Detroit. What's up, Michigan? Ben Wallace, undrafted, into the Basketball Hall of Fame. Who else? Who else? Nobody. Just him. 6'9", blocking shots, intimidating, rebounding, afro flying in the wind, immortalized in the Hall of Fame. Number three, retired by the Pistons. Didn't want to mess with this dude on the court. It's like you took a dude off the street, put him in community college, and became one of the best players that the league has ever seen. God, Ben Wallace is ridiculous. So I got Ben Wallace at number two. Unlikely stars in the world of sports. And he got that championship too. That leaves us at the end of the list, which puts us here.
Number one.
The most unlikely star that we have seen in sports is a dude who worked in a supermarket and is one of the greatest quarterbacks the game has ever seen. It's Kurt Warner. Yeah, we're talking NFL Europe, Kurt Warner. We're talking about Arena League, Kurt Warner. We're talking about, man, there's a good chance if Trent Green didn't go down and get hurt, that we would have no idea who Kurt Warner is. And so what does he just do? He goes out there in 1999 and has just one of the who the hell is this guy season of all time. Who just rolls out of bed and says, hey, I got 4,400 yards for you and 41 touchdowns, and then we'll just win the Super Bowl. Who does that? Kurt Warner does that. He ends up winning two NFL MVPs. Later on in his career with the Cards, he gets another shot here at the Super Bowl. But what a heck of a journey, man, right? Bagging groceries. Did you see the movie? I think I saw it, and I think I turned it off, but I've seen it. And then, by the way, you want to talk about a star? Kurt Warner is one of the nicest human beings you will ever meet in your life. That makes him a star, too. Listen to Kurt Warner. After winning the Super Bowl, he pretty much talks about his journey on ABC with Mike Tirico and how he believed in himself and not giving up. And this is Kurt Warner after winning it all. Listen to this, back from Super Bowl 34.
In addition to this trophy, you'll also get the trophy as the Super Bowl MVP. 5 years ago, you were stocking supermarket shelves in Iowa. Now you're a Super Bowl champion, an NFL MVP, a Super Bowl MVP. What message does it send to people who always have the dream but don't have the guts and the courage to follow on it?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I always believed in myself, and I got a whole bunch of people here that believed in me. And as long as I had those guys, I was going to give them everything I had. And it's because of these guys and the confidence they had in me that I'm standing up here today. And I thank all the players, all the coaches, my family, everybody for believing in me. And we're world champions. How about them Rams?
Yeah, you want to talk about an unlikely star? I got Kurt Warner number one on my list. This ain't for you to agree or disagree with. It's my list. Who the hell would you put on your list? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Who are some of the most unlikely stars that the sports world has seen? Somebody's in a grocery store right now. Somebody's in the back of a grocery store right now. Imagine doing that and then winning a Super Bowl like 6 years later. Less than that. I'm going to take your calls on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Now, I'm putting a venue in Colorado Springs, so I'm up all night, you know, like doing 20-hour days. And I listen to you. You have really become a major part of what I do because, I mean, you just keep it real.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. As I do every single Wednesday night into Thursday morning, I deliver to you a new top six list. And tonight, we took a look at some of the most unlikely stars in the world of sports. I looked at a lot of players over the past, let's say, about 30 years. And I gave you this list. And if you missed it, the full explanations, the reasonings, the audio, hearing from the players themselves, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. At number six, I gave you R.A. Dickey. At number five, I gave you Nikola Jokic. At number four, I gave you Dennis Rodman. At number three, I gave you Tom Brady. At number two, I gave you Ben Wallace. And at number one, I gave you the grocery store clerk, stocker, turned Super Bowl MVP, Hall of Famer, Kurt Warner. Now I want to hear from you. Who is an unlikely star in the world of sports? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and start with Paul from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Paul?
Mr. Jackson, hey, how you doing this beautiful morning?
I'm amazing.
I
want
to thank you. I didn't even give you a chance to respond, but how are you doing this morning?
Well, now that you asked me twice, I'm worse, but go ahead.
All right, well, I'm going to make it really quick. So I got two of them for you. And by the way, man,
wait, Paul.
Yes, sir.
We got a lot of people. No, we got a lot of people here. Give me one.
Okay, gosh, man. All right, I'm going to go with Jim Abbott.
Oh, well, because he had one hand.
Well, that's just how I mean, that's pretty unlikely to make it to the majors. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, reasonable. Well, thank you, Paul. Appreciate you, man.
Love you, man. Thanks for all that you do, especially with the Agents of Inclusion. I love that, man. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Paul. Appreciate you for. Hey, Paul, we got some cool things coming up with Agents of Inclusion. We got some cool things, so stay tuned, okay?
Absolutely. Always will. Thank you.
Right. Thank you, Paul, for calling from Michigan. Yes, Agents of Inclusion, if you're not familiar, a podcast brought to you by myself, Odyssey, and Special Olympics. We highlight a different athlete every week, and we have some cool partnerships coming up, so stay tuned. And if you haven't listened to the podcast, damn it, listen to it, because I said so. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Glenn is calling from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Glenn?
All right. I just want to quickly say something, talk about R.A. Dickey, because honestly, one of the most decent human beings ever. Like, we got him in Toronto, and he was decent, like, to the core. Decent human being. Great person, great athlete.
Yeah,
I'm actually going to give I'm going to say Martin St. Louis because undrafted ended up in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And
whoa, Glenn.
Yeah.
How many people are you going to fit in here?
Yeah. Kyle Lowry.
Hold on, Glenn. I mean, damn, Glenn, we want one guy. We got a lot of callers, Glenn. So please, just be patient. Paul is calling from Milwaukee. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Paul?
Oh, hello there. Well, I've got one for you guys to contemplate.
Please.
17th round draft choice, 5 NFL championships, 2, including 2 Super Bowl championships, 2 Super Bowl MVPs. Nice guy, too, generous. At the time he played, maybe Baugh, Siddle, and Unitas were the only 3 that were equal to him. Bart Starr.
Oh, well, thank you. Paul, what round was he drafted in?
17th round, Alabama.
Well, yeah, I know Alabama, but damn. How many rounds did they have when he got drafted?
I don't know that answer, that question.
A lot. Well, thank you, Paul. It wasn't 17. Why was he drafted in the 17th round? Do you know?
That's a good question. I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm going to look that up. I think we're all familiar with Bart Starr. One of my he's a friend of mine. He ain't my age. He's older than me. Bart Starr was his favorite QB. He used to sit down and watch him with his dad. I'm going to look into that, Paul. I appreciate it, man.
You got it.
Well, thank you. Paul, so relaxed and chill. Thank you, Paul. 855-212-4CBS. Carl is calling from right here in Atlanta. We're talking about some of the most unlikely stars in the world of sports. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Carl, what's up?
Hey, Jay, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Hey, look, I think I got one that probably should be at the top. He's right here in Georgia. His name is Stetson Bennett. He was walk-on at Georgia, pushed off the team at one time, walk-on at Georgia, back-to-back champion, national champion as a walk-on, and twice MVP in both playoff championship games. I mean, Stetson Bennett, I mean, hey, that's my boy.
Can we qualify to call him a star? A star for what? Athens?
Okay. Okay. He's a two-time – you said who implemented himself in a position to where, you know, they came from – my understanding, they came from nowhere to be the top. Let me ask you a question real quick. Yeah. How many quarterbacks won back-to-back national championships in the NCAA?
Oh, back-to-back?
Yes.
Oh, you're making me think, man. Nobody I can think of right off the top. You got an answer?
No, because I think Stetson Bennett is the only one done in the modern time. That's my point.
But I'll put it to you this way, man. He ain't no star. Stetson Bennett might be a star for Athens, but he ain't no – where's Stetson Bennett right now?
Okay.
Where's he at right now?
Right now, he may be the starter for the Los Angeles Rams.
He might – well, oof. What do we have to wait for? We gotta wait for what's the guy's name who had the back? Lions Oak. Shep, help me out.
Stafford.
We gotta wait for Matthew Stafford to say that your career is over. I mean, come on.
Hey, Ben Wallace. Okay, hold on. You tell me, Ben Wallace is more of a Ben Wallace was part of a team with a lot of
all-stars.
Justin Bennett was the MVP.
Question for Carl.
No, wait a minute.
Okay.
Hey, you let me know when Stetson Bennett actually lives a little bit more than a life. I know he's a 50-year-old rookie quarterback. I understand that. But when Stetson Bennett actually puts together a more full body of work, then we could talk. If we were going to look at just college, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I'm talking about stars, man. Stars. I think the only dude who might be a stretch here on my list as a star is R.A. Dickey, but there is no way in hell that if I want to talk about some of the biggest unlikely stars in sports, let me run through some of these names real quick. Let's do this again. It's like the game Sesame Street. One of these things is not like the other. Nikola Jokic, Stetson Bennett. No. He can carry Jokic's bags. Dennis Rodman and Stetson Bennett. Dennis Rodman would spit on him. Tom Brady and Stetson Bennett. Stetson Bennett would be working the elevator room. Ben Wallace and Stetson Bennett. Ben Wallace wouldn't give this guy the time of day. And Kurt Warner, Stetson Bennett. Kurt Warner would look at Stetson Bennett and go, hey, weren't you drunk outside of somebody's house? Come to church with me. Like, Stetson Bennett isn't in the same category, man.
Hey, but look, but see, you got to look at one. This, I just want to say this.
Yes.
I respect you so much, but look.
Good.
Some of them guys was on teams where they were like the second or third best players. They were.
Oh, that's no, that's not what it is. Listen to me very carefully. Dennis Rodman screams star. Nikola Jokic screams star. Tom Brady is the sun. Ben Wallace, star. Kurt Warner, star. Stetson Bennett, star in school. Hey, look, if Stetson Bennett can continue his story with the Los Angeles Rams and have success, I ain't talking about teams, I'm talking about stars. Hit me up when Stetson Bennett has some more success, okay? That's it. In college, yes. What he's done is amazing. Unlikely star, yeah. But I think they are bigger names and bigger dudes than Stetson.
I disagree with you, but...
Okay, you, wait. Ben Wallace, Stetson Bennett is a bigger star than Ben Wallace?
Okay, let me...
No. It's a yes or no.
He's an NBA Hall of Famer, Carl.
Let's do this.
Okay.
No, it's a yes or no. Is Stetson Bennett in the world? No, wait. You're on hold. In the world of professional sports, or forget professional sports since you won't include college, is Stetson Bennett a bigger star than Ben Wallace? Yes or no, Carl? Yes or no?
At this moment?
No, Carl. Who is a bigger star? Is it Ben Wallace or Stetson Bennett?
Ben Wallace. Yeah, I do that.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for calling from Atlanta. Sorry, Shep, I couldn't. I know you. I couldn't do anymore.
That's okay.
I know you had. I couldn't do it anymore. For college, yes, he's great. He's a star in Athens. Stetson Bennett could walk to the beach in Santa Monica right now and people would be like, who is it? Oh, that's the guy that got drunk after the national championship. Oh, yeah, we don't care. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side, CBS Sports Radio.
Prepare for a righteous reckoning in the new season of the HBO original series, The Righteous Gemstones. When the spoiled gemstone children finally get their wish to take control of the church, they discover leadership is harder than they imagined and that their extravagant lifestyle comes with a heavy price. Starring Danny McBride, John Goodman, Edie Patterson, and Adam Devine. Watch the all-new season of The Righteous Gemstones this Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern on Max. Subscription required. Visit max.com for details.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Do you hear that?
That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.